And as our band of workweek warriors gazed over the horizon, they saw the wonderful sight they had been hoping for. It was Friday.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Real Happy Place. A Friday morning before a three-day weekend. Doesn't get much better than that. Good morning. It's KRKO in your radio. Tim Hunter back to play Everett's greatest hits with you as I do every weekday morning. And boy, you got some good stuff this hour. Hope you can stick around. We're going to make you feel Friday. And yeah, you got to go into work, get that out of the way. I tell you, if you take this music along to work with you, I'm just kind of playing on your on the app in your phone, or you got a Bluetooth speaker, or just stream it on the computer. It's going to make this day fly by, and then we get you to your three-day weekend. So, Memorial Day weekend means the 107th running of the Indianapolis 500 happens Sunday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Speedway, Indiana. Doesn't it sound like there was a shortage of available words when they came up with this event? We got Indy, Indianapolis, Speedway. That's it. Those are our three. And a Georgia man who was recently released from federal prison for a bank robbery he committed a decade ago went back to that same branch and tried to rob it again the moment he got out of prison. Then he called his probation officer to turn himself in. Apparently, some people just like a routine. Okay. Well, ours is playing great songs. Gonna get back to those in a moment. I'll tell you, the music makes you feel good. And the fact that it's a Friday and a Friday before a three-day weekend, come on. This is a great day. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, as we all head into a three-day weekend that is going to bring back something that's been gone for several years. I've got Adrian Hunt, the executive director of the Flying Heritage and Combat Armor Museum. You know you've been driving by it over by Payne Field, and it's been closed for a long time. But Adrian, this weekend you're opening it back up.
Well, we've been closed for 3 years, and wow. Luckily we have some new things to show you. One thing we have is a new exhibit called Her Story, The Roles of Women in World War II, that looks at women who were at home or went to the factory to work or who were in combat. And we have a new plane that we haven't had on display before, the ME-262, the world's first production jet fighter from Germany.
Well, we've had a lot of people move here over the course of the last so many years. And yeah, with the pandemic, we haven't been able to get in. And I'll be honest, I have yet to be in that museum. So if I wanted to come out this weekend, any tips?
Sure. So for this weekend, we're wanting people to buy tickets ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You can do through our website, flyingheritage.org. Sure. And come and expect to be wowed and amazed. We have three buildings full of planes and tanks and uniforms and other things, and you'll learn a lot about military technology in World War II and a little afterwards, too.
So after 3 long years, you're reopening this weekend.
We are. We'll be open Saturday and Sunday, 10 till 5. We'll have some tank demonstrations going on, a little bit of driving, a little bit of firing. And also the wonderful museum to look around.
Yeah, that's awesome. Glad to get you back open again. Thank you, Adrian. And again, if you'd like to take in the Flying Heritage and Combat Armor Museum this weekend as a Memorial Day treat, do go to the website, flyingheritage.org, and buy your tickets ahead of time to make sure you get in. Yeah, seriously, if you are not in a good mood right now, save that for a cloudy day. Save that for a day other than a Friday before a three-day weekend, because we got some feeling good to do. People, come on. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter at the point where I get to reach out to a KRKO listener who has downloaded our app and thank them. And I believe I've got Terry on the phone right now.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I understand you downloaded our KRKO app.
I think that happened quite a while ago, because when I go walking in the morning, I'll plug you guys in and listen to the morning show. And
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I got it on in my car, so I'm listening to KRKO when I can get it, it doesn't go very far when I'm traveling back and forth on the I-5 corridor, but while I'm in connection, I'm always listening to it until it fades out.
Do you have Bluetooth in your car at all?
I do.
Well, all you do is play the app, and your car should pick up that Bluetooth signal. It'll change the way you listen to the radio, and I've said that before. It's amazing. It's clear. You don't have the static. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'll give that a whirl then.
Yeah. Well, anyway, to say thank you for downloading said app, we wanted to send you a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse.
Oh, sweet.
That's it.
I appreciate that, Tim.
Yeah. You got any big plans for the 3-day weekend?
We're going to go wine tasting on Saturday down to Woodinville, and we belong to a few wineries down there, so we're going to go pick up some wine that we've already paid for, and that usually leads to buying more wine.
I know the feeling. So which, I got to ask, let's give them a plug. Which ones do you belong to?
Mark Ryan.
Okay.
Fidelitas.
Oh, nice.
And Feliciano.
The one on the hill there.
Yeah, the one that it's in the house there on the hill.
Right. We're Janik and Goose Ridge.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be a great weekend for wine tasting. And we will get that gift card in the mail to you.
I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you. And I hear you're retiring.
That is true. I'm working on a transition. It's like a slow withdrawal. We have the Paris peace talks going on right now, but eventually I plan to give up the radio thing. But I'm here for the time being, so.
It'll be different not hearing your voice in the morning.
I know, it will be. I'll be talking to myself, so I still get to do that. I guess that's the advantage of being me.
Take care, bud.
See, I have heard that you're a nice person, and I'd love to chat with you. And the way we make that happen is you download the KRKO app in the app store of your phone right now. It's free. You do that, and that puts you in the running to win. We give away a gift certificate every Friday right here on KRKO. So maybe I'll be chatting with you next week. I told you this music is sounding weekend to me. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, which, by the way, will keep coming all 3-day weekend long. It's Tim Hunter hanging out with you and a special guest this morning.
And now for all you co-eds who wish to become scholars, here's Mr. Know-It-All.
KRKO's Tom Lafferty, geez, he has been here since the earth cooled, is our resident Mr. Know-It-All. And Tom, you're saying this is a very special Memorial Day weekend in Everett.
Well, it's not very often you have state championships happening right here in Everett.
Oh.
Right in Snohomish County, yes.
Okay.
We've got the 3A and 4A state baseball championships going on at Funco Field this weekend.
Wow.
There's going to be 4 games on Friday and 4 games on Saturday. The best high school baseball players and best high school baseball teams all over the state. So this morning at 10 o'clock is the first game. It's 3A. It's West Seattle against Lincoln of Seattle. They just reopened Lincoln, and now they're in baseball championship.
And really, who knew Lincoln played baseball? But continue.
That's right. Kangaroos play baseball, too. At 1 o'clock, it's the Lake Washington Kangaroos and the O'Day Fighting Irish.
You know, I wish those Fighting Irish would just get along with people.
Then the 4A semis tonight, Sumner Spartans and the Puyallup Vikings. Sumner with Angie Mentink's son, if we want to drop some names.
Sure. I like her. She's nice.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to drop more names, Eastlake, that's with Elise Woodward's son.
No kidding.
Yeah, plays for Eastlake. They play Tahoma tonight at 7 o'clock. So 4 games today, and then the championships tomorrow night and the consolation games during the day. So 10, 1, 4, and 7. Lots of baseball here in Everett.
So you might see somebody famous in the stands, I would think.
You could see somebody famous in the stands, and some of these high school players that go on to play in college and suddenly say, oh, yeah, he played for Eastlake. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he played for Sumner back when.
Wow. All right, the best of the best on display.
We'll be there, and I'll be doing PA all day today and tomorrow.
Well, I'll look for you.
Okay.
And thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
That's the cool thing about our music is, you know, it comes on and all of a sudden your life starts flashing before you, but it's just the good parts. That's the good thing. Oh boy, am I feeling Friday, and I'm ready for a 3-day weekend. I'm sure you are too. It's KRKO. My name is Tim Hunter. More of Everett's greatest hits right around the corner. And if you're already a fan of this radio station, you should check out our KRKO Radio Swag Shop. T-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. We got it. We'll sell it to you. if you go to krko.radioswagshop.com.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know all this stuff, too. As I'm sure you've heard, California Senator Dianne Feinstein is not doing well health-wise. They got her back to the Senate. She needs a lot of help getting around. So now they're talking about replacing her to fill out her term. And the person they're talking about replacing her with? Oprah Winfrey. Avatar: The Way of Water will come to both Max, formerly HBO Max, and Disney Plus on June 7th, less than 2 weeks away. The stories about Tina Turner continue to keep coming out. Somebody reminded us that Tina Turner made a post back in March on Instagram about her kidney failure. That's what took her away. She said she put herself in grave danger by not taking her 1978 hypertension diagnosis seriously. So, get your high blood pressure thing. Stay on your meds. Be good. We want you to stick around. Back in a small town in Maryland, there's a koi thief making off with fish out of residents' ponds. Since March, 88 koi have been coin-napped. And Chad Caruso answered the question nobody was asking, but he did. How long would it take to skateboard across the country? He just finished it. He skated 3,162 miles from Venice Beach, California to Virginia Beach in 57 days. He was averaging 55 miles a day. Way more ambitious than I have in mind for a vacation. Okay, that's what I know. Yeah, the song that came out of a riff that popped into Keith Richards' head in the middle of the night and he had to get up and record it before he forgot it. We're glad he did. Good morning, Friday, KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. On the radio station, giving away a $10,000 backyard makeover. So easy for you to enter and win. Go to krko.com, hit the contest page, fill out a couple of spots, and you are in the running. So you got any vacation plans coming up this summer? Well, if you like a scary vacation, the Rhode Island house that inspired the 2013 horror film The Conjuring is offering fans the chance to go camping. That's ghost camping on the property. It's called The Conjuring House. They've set up 8 campsites on the property, each with a 3-4 person tent. If you want to do that and maybe have the bejeebies scared out of you, the cost is $300 to $400 a night. Yeah, I haven't seen a scary movie in a long time. I wonder if they have one playing at that theater down the street.
Thank you for calling the City Cinema Mega Multiplex 2 Quad Triomni Theaters, where Don't Say We Never Told You, because we probably didn't. Now showing, A Young Half-Human Half-Fish Wants to Write Parking Tickets in The Little Meter Maid. A group of zombies try to help people who accidentally drop their cell phones in water in Evil Dead Rice. And another group of zombies try to take over Washington, D.C. and stop the country from going broke in Evil Dead Ceiling Rise. So if you're hoping for a fun and enjoyable 3-day weekend, then let's make next weekend when you come to your nearest City Cinema Mega Multiplex 2 Quad Triomni Theaters. Thank you for calling.
I think the idea of just going to that theater is scary enough. I'm good. All right, getting back to Everett's Greatest Hits in a couple of minutes.